Buddy, Roger and James here, Farm the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about E3 from the Star Wars point of view. We got a load of information at the EA Play conference on Saturday. Found a teeny tiny little bit about a brand new Star Wars game that's going to be coming out. We also got an update on what's coming to Star Wars Battlefront 2 later this year, and also some new content that's going to be coming later this month. So first off, let's talk about the juicy bit. Let's talk about the thing that's exciting. New game. We finally know that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is going to be the holiday 2019 release, being created by Respawn Entertainment, who previously made Titanfall. We know they've been working on a Star Wars game for a while. We knew that, but now we've got a date or a release window, a title, and also that it is going to be a brand new action-adventure game which tells an original Star Wars story about a surviving Padawan set shortly after the events of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. So that was all we really know about it. It's instantly, it's like, yes, action-adventure, Respawn, Star Wars, game next year. I'm sold. Where do I send my money?
To Respawn Entertainment 555. No, yeah. I mean, honestly, we don't know anything about this except what you listed off there. It's quickly becoming apparent that spot in between Episode 3 and Episode 4 is becoming one of Disney's favorites for some reason. Rogue One takes place there. Solo takes place there. A number of books takes place there. This is not the first time they're jumping into that area. I have to admit, part of me is like, oh, another Jedi who survived Order 66. I think we've seen this story. But on the flip side, I'm also like, I'm totally getting to play as a Jedi again. That's a lot of fun. I'm hoping it at least takes a couple of nods from Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two no longer canon games with Gavin Starkiller.
Both of which I think got added to Xbox Games Pass.
Yes,
and along with Knights of the Old Republic, that was actually nearly a reason for me to actually fire up that. I still haven't pulled the trigger on that yet, but that's kind of a thing to jump into. But I was going to say that thing about jumping in between 3 and 4, it feels a little bit like that's like the perfect sweet spot for Disney, because you can use old characters and you can use Clone Wars and the classic ones and mixed them up. But also there's a massive hole in the middle where we don't know what happened. And I always felt there was such a big jump between Episode 3 and Episode 4 in terms of the look of everything. All the ships change, all the characters change, all the planets change, all the robots suddenly disappeared. And I'm liking that they're filling in that a little bit. You know, the thing between the droids and that. So I thought that was good. I was hearing that initial thing. It's like, okay, this is good. You know, EA were very open about that their games for service kind of loot box, they've messed up. A lot of their new games are they're removing all of that. So maybe with this game, they're just going, yeah, we're just going to let this. Well, they must be coming close to losing their license by the time this game comes out.
I don't have any clue when their license is up, but to be clear, I'm not against them continuing to tell stories. It's a good era to tell stories. It clearly ticks the box for what Lucasfilms wants to be focusing on right now, which is the small rebellious group fighting against the giant tyrannical empire. They've gone to great lengths to make sure that's the stories in the new trilogy are also following that template for better or worse. So obviously this is a very story rich environment. There were a lot of good stories in it in the previous canon as well, and I'm totally down with that. But speaking of giant gaps, they have this entire giant gap between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens where they have done virtually nothing, and I'm kind of like, I kind of would have preferred if they'd filled that one in a little bit. Maybe maybe not necessarily with the game, but guys, the Aftermath trilogy books and the Bloodline books or Bloodline book is like all we've got in that 40-year gap. And just like,
I think it's because they don't know where they're going direction wise, and so therefore they can't lock anybody in to like lock anything in place. So it's like, well, between 3 and 4 is fine. We know what's happening. We know where it's a little bit safer for them to jump in, and they can kind of let people go off a bit because they've got a strategic kind of borderline of what's happened and what hasn't. Whereas episode 9, 10, 12, they don't know where it's going, so they don't want to line up anything too much too early.
We'll put a pin in that one because I think we might circle back to that when we talk about Solo later this week, and we might also talk about that next week when we talk about Solo for a completely different reason.
Yes.
But we'll hold that one off. We're talking about the games here. Getting back on track. Yeah, dude, Respawn's a great company. Quibbles about where the story takes place, notwithstanding, I'm super excited for this. This is going to be... as long as they don't completely screw it up, this could be one of the best games of 2019. Simply just having a lightsaber again.
Yes, will be good.
But that's all we know. There's nothing else.
So now we're going to jump into today. So we're going to jump into Star Wars Battlefront. So first off, there was some news over the last week of the Solo content. So we're going to just go through that first off. This is all going to be coming in, I think, June 12th. So it's coming in probably today by the time this one comes out. So we're going to have a new location. So we're going to have the Kessel. So there's going to be the Planet Kessel will be available for a variety of modes, including Blast, New Showdown, Heroes and Villains, and Extraction. Extraction mode is the first proper mode since Outer Rim, which will make its return. The Lando's Millennium Falcon is also going to be in there as a playable ship. New appearances of some of the new characters, such as Han Solo, Lando, and Chewbacca, are all going to have upgrades to the things. All looking very good. I'm a little disappointed that this should have been maybe a couple of weeks ago. This feels like it's a little bit... June 12th, I couldn't quite work out why this wasn't like May 23rd or something like that, because... but it's great to see them bringing in this Solo stuff. It's the closest we're going to get to any kind of Solo video game of any kind. And I'm glad it's coming in. I'm going to be playing quite a bit of Battlefront over the coming weeks by the looks of it with all this new content.
Yeah, I mean, they probably knew about this. Well, obviously they knew about this, but they obviously held it back for E3. It would have been nice if they had... announced something though before this, because I think, well, it would have been a couple of weeks ago now, but we obviously recorded an episode like, is the game gone, because we haven't heard anything. So it's good that they are continuing this. Also, one of the things that I think gets brushed over is a revamp of the squad system. And you and I have played a couple of times and we've squatted up, and right now its implementation is pretty much, we'll let you join the game together, but you're not going to play together because that would be silly. Yeah. You'll be on the same side, but you know there's no incentive to be in a squad. There's virtually no incentive to be in a squad. So if they revamp it, if it's more like the Battlefield system, where you can spawn on your on your teammates, or you know you have a bit more benefits of staying with your teammates, then that would be a vast improvement in the game. So I'm hoping that that's kind of the direction they're going with it.
Yeah, they announced some more details for some of the stuff coming up this fall. So this is still going to be, you know, we're talking November, December probably time, and maybe October. We've got Obi-Wan Kenobi. We've got General Grievous, Count Dooku, and Anakin Skywalker being coming in as playable characters. Geonosis is going to be a playable map. There's going to be new... there's going to be lots of Clone Wars content. I think they... Well, they kind of pushed the Clone Wars right from when they launched the game, and then they kind of went, well, we're not really giving you anything for it. So there's that part of me that's like, yeah, I love seeing all these Clone Wars stuff coming in, but you did tease this time last year that this was coming with battles on Naboo and stuff. That, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, this stuff should have been in there from the day one, you know, and they're still making it look like they're giving us stuff, and it's like, well, you kind of should have had this originally.
They should have. And the sad thing, this has kind of been one of the recurring themes of recent years, really, but even 2018, and not just Battlefront, but so many games launching and then adding the content in later. And it, you know, just off the top of my head, Sea of Thieves and Destiny 2 were big, had big problems with this as well. And this, I think if the loot box thing hadn't kind of overtaken everything, this might have been a bit more of an issue too, especially since Battlefront 1 did the same thing. But we're definitely kind of in that, you know, a lot of the stuff we're getting now should have been there in the first place. And this is definitely one of them.
They were very open about saying about they've made mistakes. They've been very open about that the game, that the community, they were very open during their EA play about some of their forthcomings and trying to fix it. And they've been talking about, you know, they're going to be delivering regular updates and events and fixes to the game, including quality of life and updates. In July as well, there's going to be a new Starfighter mode, which is piloting hero ships. Heroes, what else have we got? We've also got new non-linear, larger-scale mode where players will battle for control of objectives, and that's just a start. They want to be. There's going to be a much more deal of roadmap coming up. And part of that is like, this is good, because this means this game is going to be alive and kicking for the rest of the year. They're continuing to make updates. But it's a little bit like, this is where they've tried to make this games as a service thing. They messed it up, but they still, that was their plan for adding content throughout 2018. And are they going to get a lot of people coming back into the game? I mean, it's been on sale at the minute. You can pick it up for $20. You know, if you're seeing it on sale during E3 for $20, pick it up, because there's a lot of content here now. You know, 6 months post-launch, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, it's worth picking up. But I think the idea that people are going to come back to it, or that there's going to be a resurgence, a significant resurgence, you can't count on it. The market moved on.
Yeah.
You know, the time for this game to be in the spotlight was last year.
Yeah.
When it launched, and it got overshadowed.
Yeah. They need Star Wars Battlefront 2 Battle Royale mode. Chuck it in there. That's what.
As much as that is a major joke point for E3, I mean, I know the EA press conference when they announced Battlefield 5's Battle Royale mode, people on the internet were just like, why, and all that stuff. The simple fact of the matter is Battle Royale is massively popular right now. So we don't play a Battle Royale drinking game during E3, because you will almost certainly die of alcohol poisoning. But having said that, there's a reason for that, and that's because people are playing these games. Fortnite is massively popular. As much as we might rag on PUBG for being unoptimized and not nearly as feature-rich, it's still massively popular. All of the top games coming out on Steam right now are Battle Royale games. Honestly, if they announced Battlefront 2, a Battle Royale mode, I would roll my eyes and pass on it, because it's not my game type, but...
To be honest, for me, it's like, it's just a game mode now. It's like capture the flag or objective or anything like that. It's just, this is a game mode. I'm excited to see what they're doing. It's a little disappointing we're not getting what looks to be a new game, because I feel like we should be having different Star Wars titles year in, year out. It feels like, this feels a little bit like when we had like the season pass for Battlefront, where we got a couple of updates and a couple of patches, but we never really got the proper meat and two veg of a new video game. And there's so much Star Wars out there of like, you guys could have done more than this. Yeah, I'm glad it's coming in, and it's going to keep me playing the game. But the minute something nice and shiny comes in, I want, you know, so many, you're going to have Call of Duty, you're going to have Battlefield, you're going to have all these other games coming out, Fortnite, PUBG. So much of the shooting community has already gone on, and this isn't... It's great for us, because this will bring me back into the game, but I'll only probably be in it for about a week, and then I'll drop back out again, and I won't be back until Count Dooku and all the rest of them turn up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play with those characters in arcade mode, and that'll probably be the full extent for me, because I'm not a multiplayer gamer. That's not a knock on Battlefront. That's just not my gaming style. We've talked about that plenty of times.
I did fire it up last night to play some, so I thought I'd go jump in, because I think being away, I thought the solo stuff was already out, and it's like, tried to play, and I'm like, oh no, I'm on some really bad internet here at my new place, and it's like, yeah, this is really struggling on basic, broadband. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot what this was like, because I was like, I might be on at my in-laws, like, yeah, we need to bump up the internet.
Yeah, it's easy to forget how internet dependent these games are.
Yeah, especially when you've been used to fiber and you're streaming a broadcast while trying to play an online game, and the computers are just going, nope, you're not doing that. So yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see lots of stuff coming out. Great to see the stuff on the, you know, there was Star Wars stuff, but at the same time, it's a bit like, nothing's coming for 18 months brand new, and we're giving you some bits and pieces. Here we go. Here's some, you know, cookies and stuff, but you're not having a real meal for at least another 18 months.
Well, I mean, the same way going on in the movies right now, because we're now waiting a year and a half for episode 9 following Solo. We'll come back to that in another podcast on that note, later this week. So
on that note, let us know what you guys think of all the new Star Wars news from E3. Let us know your thoughts. Also, be sure to check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Subscribe, like, whichever, just whichever platform you like. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.